The world's largest casino market, a player culture unlike anything in Europe or America, and a region that is still in the early stages of its gaming expansion. Most dealers who work a mixed international clientele have encountered Asian players at the table and formed some sense of what the Asian gaming market feels like from the guest side. The intensity of focus, the commitment to the session, the particular relationship with luck and ritual that many Asian players bring to the table, these are real and consistent characteristics that anyone who has dealt across nationalities will recognize. What most dealers trained outside the region know less well is the structure of the market those players come from, how large it is, and what working within it involves. Macau, the capital of global casino gaming. The starting point for any understanding of Asian casino gaming is Macau, and the starting point for understanding Macau is the scale. Macau's casinos generated $30.9 billion in gross gaming revenue in 2025, up 9.1% from 2024, and more than double the annual revenue of the entire Las Vegas Strip. August 2025 set a new post-pandemic record of $2.76 billion in a single month. To put that in direct comparison, Nevada's entire state gaming revenue for July 2025 was $1.36 billion. Macau beat that in a single month by a factor of two. This is not Las Vegas with a different backdrop. It is a categorically larger operation. Macau is a special administrative region of China, the only place in China where casino gaming is legal, situated on a peninsula and two islands at the mouth of the Pearl River, approximately an hour by ferry from Hong Kong. Its population is around 700,000. Its casino industry employs a large proportion of them and accounts for roughly 80% of government revenue. The economy of Macau exists because of gambling in a way that has no equivalent anywhere else in the world. The industry operates under a franchise model. Six concessionaires hold licenses to operate casino gaming in Macau: SJM Holdings, the successor to Stanley Ho's original monopoly, Galaxy Entertainment Group, Las Vegas Sands, operating as Sands China, Wynn Macau, MGM China, and Melco Resorts and Entertainment. These are not small operators. They are some of the largest integrated resort companies on Earth, with properties that dwarf anything in Nevada in terms of physical scale. The Venetian Macau, operated by Las Vegas Sands, is one of the largest casino resort complexes in the world. The Cotai Strip, built on reclaimed land between two of Macau's islands, is the region's answer to the Las Vegas Strip, with a concentration of mega resorts that has developed rapidly since the mid-2000s. What changed from VIP junkets to mass market? Understanding the current Macau market requires knowing what it used to be and what it has become. For most of Macau's post-monopoly era, a large portion of casino revenue came from the VIP segment, high-net-worth Chinese gamblers, mostly from the mainland, who visited through a system of junket operators. Junket companies would extend credit to players, arrange travel and accommodation, and receive a commission from casino operators in return. At the peak, VIP gaming accounted for roughly half of all Macau casino revenue, and the sums wagered per table were enormous by any international standard. That system was effectively dismantled following Beijing's anti-corruption campaign and a series of regulatory interventions, culminating in the 2021 arrest of Sun City boss Alvin Chow, for years the most powerful figure in the junket industry, who was later sentenced to 18 years in prison. The junket model collapsed, and with it, the VIP segment's dominance of Macau's revenue picture. What has replaced it is a mass market and premium mass model. More players, betting at lower individual levels but in aggregate generating large revenue. The six concessionaires were required, as part of their 2022 license renewals, to commit billions of dollars in non-gaming investment, entertainment venues, hotels, retail, cultural attractions. The integrated resort model, familiar from Las Vegas, Singapore, and now common across the region, is Macau's deliberate direction of travel. The city is attempting to diversify its economy beyond pure gaming, which gaming taxes still fund almost entirely. The Asian player, what the European dealer needs to know. This is the part of the picture that your own experience has already started filling in, and the part where European training provides context but not complete preparation. Baccarat is the game. In Macau, baccarat accounts for approximately 80 to 85% of all table game revenue. This is not a marginal preference. It is a structural feature of Asian casino gaming that has no equivalent in European markets. The game's simplicity, its strong cultural associations and Chinese gambling tradition, and the pace at which it moves all contribute to its dominance. A dealer who has handled Punto Banco on a cruise ship has the mechanical foundation. The cultural importance of the game in this market is an additional dimension. The rituals that some Asian baccarat players engage in, bending the cards slowly before revealing them, elaborate squeezing techniques, passing the shoe among players at the table, are not procedural violations. They are part of a deeply embedded gambling culture in which the player believes they have some influence over fortune through how they handle the reveal. Managing these rituals while keeping the game moving requires a kind of patience and cultural awareness that is different from anything European casino training addresses. The relationship with luck is different. European casino culture, particularly in the mathematically sophisticated markets, tends to approach games as probability problems. Players know the odds, make calculated decisions, and assess results in statistical terms. Asian casino culture, particularly among Chinese players, embeds gambling in a broader framework of fortune, luck, and cosmic alignment. Numerology matters. The number 8 is auspicious, 4 is deeply unlucky, colors matter, timing matters, the way a card is revealed matters. None of this is irrational within its own framework. It is a different relationship with probability and outcome, one built on tradition and meaning rather than mathematics. The intensity is real. Players who travel from mainland China to Macau are not making a casual decision. These are dedicated sessions, often preceded by serious planning and financial commitment. The focus and engagement at the table reflect this. Players may bet at levels that would be remarkable in any European context, make decisions quickly and with conviction, and respond to wins and losses with emotional authenticity that goes beyond what most European casino floors produce. This is not aggression or volatility, it is passion, and understanding that distinction is important for any dealer managing a table in this environment. Superstition shapes behavior. It is common for players to avoid certain dealers they consider unlucky, to switch tables following a loss run, or to perform rituals between hands. These behaviors are worth knowing about because they will affect the flow of the game and the dynamics around the table. A dealer who understands and accommodates these cultural patterns without mockery or condescension works more effectively in this environment than one who is confused or dismissive. The wider Asian market. Macau is the center, but it is far from the only major market in the region. Singapore. Singapore operates two integrated resort casinos, Marina Bay Sands, operated by Las Vegas Sands, and Resorts World Sentosa, operated by Genting, under a government-controlled duopoly established in 2010. Both properties are among the most profitable casino operations in the world per square meter. Marina Bay Sands has consistently been described as the most profitable casino property on earth, with EBITDA margins above 50% at peak performance. The Singapore model is tightly regulated. Only two operators are licensed. Both have committed to multi-billion dollar expansions currently underway, and local residents and permanent residents must pay a substantial admission levy to enter, a deliberate measure to limit problem gambling among the domestic population. The player culture in Singapore reflects its multicultural makeup, with a sizable Chinese component alongside Malaysian, Indonesian, and international visitors. The Philippines. The Philippines has one of the most active and complex gaming markets in the region. PAGCOR, the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, operates and regulates domestic casinos, and the country has more gaming facilities than Macau. Metro Manila alone has approximately 20 casinos and major integrated resort properties, including Solaire, City of Dreams Manila, and Okada Manila, have positioned the capital as a serious regional gaming destination. The Philippines is the only country in Southeast Asia that allows its own citizens unrestricted access to casino gaming, which gives it a domestic player base that other regional markets lack. The country is also the only regulated online gaming market in Southeast Asia. South Korea. South Korea offers a distinctive market for foreign casino professionals. Casinos in South Korea that admit foreign visitors only, Koreans are generally barred from most domestic casinos, are concentrated in Seoul and Jeju Island, and have attracted serious investment as they capture overflow demand from Macau and serve visiting Japanese, Chinese, and other international players. The foreigner-only model produces a particular operating environment. The clientele is by definition international and typically high value. Cambodia. Cambodia has a large number of casino facilities catering almost exclusively to foreign visitors, Vietnamese, Chinese, and other regional players crossing into Cambodian border towns and resort areas where gambling is legal. NagaWorld in Phnom Penh is the largest and most established operation, operating under a local monopoly. Vietnam. Vietnam allows casinos in designated tourist areas, generally for foreign visitors only, though pilot programs allowing local citizens to participate have been in development. The country has serious potential as a gaming market given its 100 million population and rapidly growing middle class. Japan. Japan represents the biggest emerging market in the region. After years of debate, Japan passed legislation permitting integrated resort casinos, with the Osaka IR, backed by MGM Resorts International, in development for a projected late-decade opening. Japan's gaming market, when it opens, is expected to become one of the largest in the world, given the size of the domestic economy and population. Working in the Asian market. For a European-trained casino professional, the Asian market presents a different set of considerations from the U.S. or Canadian markets. Work authorization. This is the first barrier, as it is in North America. Working legally in Macau, Singapore, or any other Asian market requires the residency status or work permit for that jurisdiction. The regulatory requirements vary widely by country and by the nature of the employer. The major integrated resort operators, Las Vegas Sands, Wynn, MGM, Melco, are multinational companies with established international staff pipelines, which creates more structured pathways for foreign casino professionals than smaller regional operators. Language. This is less of a barrier than in European markets, particularly at the major Macau and Singapore properties, where English is a functional working language at the operational level. Mandarin is increasingly valuable, not required on the floor in international properties, but beneficial in communication with both colleagues and players, and useful for career development in a market where the player base is mostly Chinese. Game knowledge. The game knowledge requirement is different. The baccarat competency that is peripheral on a European casino floor is central in Asian markets. Knowing the game mechanically is the baseline. Understanding the cultural conventions that surround it, the squeezing rituals, the card handling customs, the pacing expectations, is the additional preparation that makes a dealer effective rather than just technically compliant. Scale. The scale of operation is a real adjustment. Working on a 200-table casino floor is different from working in a 30-table European casino and different again from a cruise ship casino. The physical scale, the volume of players, and the pace of VIP or premium mass table gaming in a major Macau or Singapore property is unlike anything most European-trained professionals will have encountered. Macau generates more casino revenue than the entire Las Vegas Strip, more than twice over. The Asian gaming market is not a secondary consideration for anyone thinking seriously about an international casino career. It is the largest market in the world, and it plays by its own rules.